keep up the pace, just to stay in the human race. I could go supersonic, the problem's chronic. Tell me, does life exist beyond it? When we descend, I just accelerate into oblivion. Into oblivion. Here I go again, everything is alien. How does it feel to be outstripped by the pace of cultural change? My future senseless and rendered meaningless when measured in the vein. I could go supersonic, the problem's chronic. Tell me, does life exist beyond it? When I need to sate, I just accelerate into oblivion. I won't lie, it's exciting when I try.
Well, well, well. Hello, 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 my friends. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is weekly punk rock show We All Fall Down. My name is Tim and I'm way, way, way too excited to be here. Hello, hello, my friends. It's been way, way too long. We just heard a brilliant song by a brilliant band, and the name of this brilliant band is Bad Religion. The name of the song is Supersonic, and it was a song from their album called The Process of Belief. Oof, it's been a month. It's been a month and I missed this place a lot for the past 3 weeks. 4 weeks. 3 weeks. I've been away. I went back to the Soviet Russia, the place where I was born, the place I haven't been in 5 years. And it was brilliant experience. On the way to Russia, we stopped in Amsterdam for 2 days and I fell in love with the city. We went to see a football game, Ajax Amsterdam. That's a legendary club from Amsterdam, legendary team. And then I spent 2 weeks in Russia. It was brilliant. In my hometown, the name of the hometown is Novosibirsk. The city is located in Siberia. That's the central, kind of central-ish part of Russia. It's not as scary as it sounds, Siberia. It's a pretty decent place, a third biggest city in the country. And I kind of like this city. It was brilliant to see my old friends, the people I haven't seen for 5 years, my people I grew up, old friends, family. My dad lives there, so it was lots of gathering, lots of food consuming, and lots of drinking. And yes, that is correct statement. Different liquids. I had a brilliant chances to consume. Had lots of different Russian food, and this is how it usually happens. You just come to someone's place and they feed you. And especially when people haven't seen me for like 5 years. So one day I had 3 lunches and 2 dinners. And at the 3rd lunch I said, you know, I had 2 lunches already today. Let's maybe do something. But said, no, we have the whole table full of food for you. So you have to eat this. And brilliant success. I completed the mission. Also, I had a chance to the band, like, you know, this is the band I'm friends with. We played a set on August 25th. I think it was a great success. We had a brilliant fun. And yeah, like I had it was really awesome to practice and rehearse again with my friends. And we had 3 hours to jam in a jam space, but, you know, probably an hour we were just drinking and talking and just having fun. And then we played a set. There were lots of old friends, and it was fun. It was fun. I'll post there's a video on YouTube of the whole set, and I'll post this video on the blog We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. We also recorded one song, and just for fun, it was a song I wrote maybe even 2 years ago, but we finally finished it and we played it live. And I'd like to share the song for you. I don't know if you like it or not, but I think it was people in Russia liked the song. It's a song about not liking to go to the movies because it's autobiographical song, because I don't really enjoy going to the movies and watching movies, and my wife does. So we have this little bit of disbalance in the area of movies. So I wrote a song about it, and I'd like to play, and then a couple other songs from the band I played the show with, my very good friends, and some other bands we played the show. And then I have lots of new punk rock music for you prepared, new songs from Propagandhi, NoFX, and Mask Intruder. But for now, let's listen. This is a song I wrote with my friends. The name of their band is PMA, and this is a song called Не кино. Let's listen. It will be in Russian, so we'll figure something out. So enjoy. This is Не кино by PMA and yours truly.
Потому что там все сходить. это хочу. На концерт попасть, на шкале опять 37,5. Но я так хочу. На концерт попасть, на шкале опять 37,5. Но я так хочу. На концерт попасть, на шкале опять 37,5. Но я так хочу. На концерт попасть, на концерт попасть. На концерт попасть.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We are also available on the website, and the name of the website is citr.ca. This is weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down, and I'm playing punk rock music for you here on the waves of CITR. We just heard a little bit of music from Siberia, Russian music from my hometown, all three songs. The last song was by the band called Bratia Piloty from their album, which came out back in 2006. The name of the album was Na Vzlet, and it was the song called 37.5, that means 37.5. And this is a song about not being able to go to the show due being sick. And before that, we heard my friend's band, my brilliant, my the people who I love, the band called PMA. This is the band we played the show with, and this is the was a song called 16x12, and from their EP called The K. And then I opened this block of Siberian punk rock music for you, the song which I wrote and sang, and the guys from PMA did the music. And that was a song called Nekino. This is a song about not liking to go to the movies, and yes, let's keep the good pace, let's move on, and let's listen to some more punk rock music. The next up is a new song from my favorite band called NoFX. The band has a brand new album called Self-Entitled, and obviously, of course, the album was released on September 11th, this Tuesday. NoFX, the song called Sellout, and I think this is the best song on the album, in my opinion. I like the album, but let's hear the first song. Sellout, NoFX, from their album Self-Entitled.
agnostic and true. You wore the ideology and clothes to see through. You sat there though, right before you left, and you said that if we waited, empires fall to hell.
Poet, songwriter, and activist Serj Tankian is coming to the Vogue Theater. The System of a Down frontman's third solo album, Harakiri, explores a new musical territory and reaches into the hearts and minds of people to relay messages of love, awareness, and activism. Catch Serj Tankian at the Vogue Theater on September 19th. Tickets are on sale now at Zulu Records, UnionEvents.com, and VogueTheater.com. All ages are welcome. September 15th, come and see the lo-fi, freaky surf psych punks, the Crystal Swells, at the Astoria Pub at 9769 East Hastings. With them will be the Bad Weather California, the Lovely Bad Things, and the Courtneys. Tickets are $8 and available at Highlight, Red Cat, Neptune, and Zulu Record, or online at northerntickets.com. Doors open at 9:30.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock show We All Fall Down, and I just played for you a lot of great, fresh, new music. At least it's great in my opinion, and I hope you share this opinion with me as well. The last song we heard, it was by the band from New York, called Morning Glory. This band is a kind, I don't know if it's a side project, but this is a band by the guy named Ezra. Ezra Crack. Crack is his nickname. And Ezra is known for being a guitarist in the bands Leftover Crack and Chuck and Victim. Morning Glory, it's his at the same time main band and at the same time side project. They haven't been that active in the past, let's say, 5-7 years, I believe, because their last studio album, and it was their second studio album, was released in 2003. They're back on Fat Rack Chords, and their album was released on August 28th. Poets Were My Heroes, and that's the name of the album, and the song was called Patiently, and I hope you enjoyed those violins, or I don't know, strings or something on the background. I think this is a pretty cool way, to have this type of instruments in your music. Before that, we heard a band called Dead Rejects. That was a song from their EP called Sleeping Is For Suckers. This band is from New Jersey. Their Facebook page says Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm not sure if it's the same thing or what's the secret here, but great band, great EP, released this year, not so long ago. It's available on their Bandcamp page. Again, the name of the band, Dead Rejects. Sleeping Is For Suckers, they name the EP, and that was a song called You Make Me Sick. Before that, we heard a Canadian band from Montreal called Brixton Roberts. Unfortunately, they just broke up. They've been around for the past 3 years, released two amazing studio albums, and for some reason decided to break up. It's like they were good, and I kind of really I regret, because once they were in town and I couldn't make it to go see them, and now they have broken up. So that was a song called June 22nd, and from their album called Carved Livers. Before that, we heard another Canadian band, They're Legends, Propaganda, new album called Failed States, and that was a title track. The album came out last week, the week before, on Tuesday, and it was released on Epitaph Records. And I started this block of music with NoFX. NoFX, Sellout, that was a track of a brand new album by NoFX called Self-Entitled. Let's move on. Let me play you some pop-punk music. I always try to play as much as possible. And let's start with a band called Masked Intruder. Masked Intruder, they've been named the favorite record of the past month on the website called punknews.org, and I think it's a good enough reason to check them out. I like the album. The album came out, if I'm not mistaken, on Red Scare Records, and I'd like you to play a song called Stick 'Em Up. So let's listen. This is Masked Intruder, song called Stick 'Em Up, and here it is.
Regret it. Here in the alley, it's just you. stupid Uber. You can buy my cigarettes. We'll drain our bank accounts, 'cause that's what love's about. Between snide remarks, while in each other's arms. For what it's worth, I guess, let's make the most of this. Because we're not a bunch of things, we're just kids, man. We're just kids, man. The only innocence that I see is one in which I go into hiding and refuse to. And so I've lost you. Until I'm through it, you can buy my cigarettes. I'm trying our bank accounts, 'cause that's what love's about. Between snide remarks, one in each other's eyes. For what it's worth, I guess, let's make the most of this. It's not as if the problem is real, when the rent you remains to be seen. And everything gives, I know I'm lying. The only image that I see is one where I can fit you to hate me. I refuse to, and so I've lost you. Until I've been around, you can find my cigarette. We'll drain our bank accounts, 'cause that's what love's about. Between stand remarks, but in each other's arms. For what it's worth, I guess, let's make the most of this. Until I bid a rent, you can buy my cigarettes. We'll drain our bank accounts, 'cause that's what love's about.
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. a weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. Know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot and salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We are also available on CITR.ca. We just heard a block of pop-punk music. The last band we heard before ads, it was a band called Going Places. That was the song from the band's new album called Relationship Sneakers, and that was a title track. The band, that's band's second studio album. The first one came out exactly 10 years ago, and now they're back. The band is back with their second studio album. I love their sound because they're playing pop-punk, but at the same time, they're mixing this little bit of Beach Boys kind of sound with Ramones, that at the same time, it sounds like pop-punk. I really, really enjoy their sound, and it's a good album. The band's name is Going Places, and they are from New York. Before that, they heard a band which I've seen on this weekend. They're called Occult Detective Club. I love them. I was so stoked that they were coming to Vancouver because they are from Texas. I believe from Dallas or like really, really far away. I never been there. So I was stoked that they made all the way to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Occult Detective Club. I like the band's name as well. And their album called, it's a second studio album, the name of the album, Crimes. And I think it's a brilliant, brilliant record. I was so stoked to see them. And I think that was probably one of my favorite sets I've seen this year. Occult Detective Club from Texas. And that was a song called Our Bitter End. It was a song about changing bank accounts because that's what love is all about. Occult Detective Club. Before that, we heard a band from Netherlands. Hello. A band from Rotterdam. A band called Accelerators. Their brand new album is called Fuel for the Fire, and we heard a song called Statues. I heard their last album. Their last album came out in 2009. It was good, but it was just a good pop-punk record. It was not something phenomenal or something really bad. It was a good record. This album, I think they made a step. It's an interesting pop-punk music. As usually it sounds pretty simple, but at the same time, if you start listening, there's some really, really interesting parts in the music, and not that easy parts, and that's why I like this album. So, from Rotterdam, Netherlands, or Holland, as you wish, or Dutchland, I don't even know. Accelerators from Rotterdam, their song Statues, Fuel for the Fire. And I opened this block of music to the band called Masked Intruder. That was a song called Stick 'Em Up from the band's self-titled album, which was released on Red's Care Records. And that was a special request and special small present from my friend Dexter. He is a listener of this radio show, and he tweeted me about this band and Propaganda. And I decided to play a song by Masked Intruder for Dexter. Thank you so much for listening, man. And I really appreciate your tweets and your listening to this radio show. I hope you're enjoying that. Let's move on. As usual, in the end of the show, I play you songs by the bands which are performing in the next couple of days and this weekend in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This time, there are two shows which I'd like to talk about. One show is tonight. Chicks Dig It, legendary Canadian pop-punk band from Calgary, Alberta, is playing tonight at the venue Sound Club. Venue, correct. And they're playing the Old Wives from Edmonton, Alberta, with local baseball heroes, a band called the Isotopes. That is happening tonight, and tomorrow night at the place called Cellar Nightclub, local rockabilly, psychabilly, punk rock legend Big John Bates, they have a brand new album. The name of the album is Battered Bones, correct? I hope that was a correct pronunciation. But the band, the new LP comes out on September 14th. That hasn't happened yet. Yes, so on September 14th, that's tomorrow, Friday, the band will be presenting brand new release, brand new album. I heard the album, very good album, local stuff, and I will play you a song of this album. But let's start with a little bit of Chicks Dig It, Old Wives, and the Isotopes. All three bands are playing tonight at the venue Sound Club. Never seen Chicks Dig It in my life. Extremely stoked to occur, and let's listen to the song I Remember You from their album Pink Razors. Chicks Dig It.
I remember you, the best friend of a girl I dated. I'm the guy that you forgot you hated. Let's see what's going on. She moved to Montreal and found religion with some creepy pastor. If you see her, could you maybe ask her about my foreign name? They removed. We had lots of
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is Weekly Punk Rock Show, and we're almost done here on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. This is correct. We just heard four songs by Canadian bands. The last band was by the local band called Big John Bates. The band has a brand new album out tomorrow, Battered Bones, and it was a song called Engine Room. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of accordion going on there. I think that's why I picked this song to play, because I thought it was a really, really cool sound, mixing this dark, psychobilly-ish type of sound with accordion. Never heard that. I found that very interesting. And yeah, Big John Bates playing tomorrow at the Cellar Nightclub, Friday. Tonight at the venue, Chicks Dig It, Old Wives and the Isotopes. And we heard all those three bands. The last one, it was the Isotopes, local baseball heroes. As you know, I always play them and I always tell the listeners that this is the band from a local band, and all their songs are about baseball. And that was a song called Operation Vamos. Before that, we heard Old Wives from Edmonton, Alberta, from their first release, See You in Hell. I Don't Wanna Be Lazy, that was the opening track, and that's my favorite song by the band. And obviously, the headliners today, Chicks Dig It. From Pink Razors, we heard a song called I Remember You. That's it. It's really nice to be back, my friends, especially, and I received a couple of emails and a couple of tweets, and, you know, I was extremely flattered that you missed the show. The show was there, but you missed me talking, and I don't think that me talking is the best part of the show. Music, in my opinion, is the best part of the show, but if you like it, I'm enjoying this. Thank you so much for listening, my friends. Thank you for all your messages, tweets, and everything. If you like what you heard, as usual, you can check out the podcast on the website CITR.ca and on my blog, We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. I have all the episodes available there, and I have on the right side of the webpage, the list of upcoming shows. I just updated it because it was a little bit out of date because I was away for 3 weeks, and now it's all up to date. There's probably, I don't know, 10, maybe 15, 20 upcoming shows there. So if you wondering what are the upcoming shows in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, check it out. We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. This is it. And to finish up the show, I would like to play a song for my friend Trevor. It is his birthday today, and he lives right now in Parksville, in British Columbia. Over all those years, me living here in Canada, we've became a pretty good friends, and I really miss spending time with Trevor and going to shows together. He knows a lot about music and about punk rock music, and he discovered lots of great bands for me, and I'm super thankful to him for that. One of those bands he discovered for me was the band called Weirdos, and their song Solitary Confinement. I know that he loves the song. I know that he really enjoys that. He showed me that song, and I fell in love with the song as well. So, Trevor, my friend, this is a song for you. I hope you have a great day, and happy birthday. I really hope to see you soon. That was We All Fall Down on CITR. I hope to see you next week, and this is the Weirdos, Solitary Confinement.